Lake Placid is super proud of its Winter Olympic heritage. From the ski jumps, the tower over the village, to the hockey rink that's become a shrine to the 1980 gold medal Miracle on Ice, the Winter Games are Lake Placid's brand. Not only that, every single Winter Olympics has included at least one athlete who grew up in Lake Placid or the surrounding area. They are us. Well, two of this generation's local Olympic heroes retired after the last Winter Games, but they're signing on to train the next generation, and that's today's story of the day. Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Monday, April 1st, and it ain't no joke. First up, the New York State Legislature pulled an all-nighter last night. The Assembly finished up work on the state budget shortly after 7:30 this morning on deadline day. They passed a $177 billion spending plan. It includes a $1 billion boost to education, a ban on single-use plastic bags, and extensive reforms of the criminal justice system. Governor Cuomo on Sunday night called the spending plan the broadest, most sweeping state plan that we have done, with a number of, quote, national firsts. But Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, in his final remarks on the Assembly floor before the budget passed, portrayed the budget as a series of compromises. And he said it's not great.
But we did the best that we could. And I want to thank the members who, even though we know that this is not one of the best budgets that we did, that you did the best that you could for your constituents and even had to hold your nose and vote on some parts of this budget. It was a tough one. It wasn't a lot of good things in here.
Democrats in the Senate and Assembly agreed to spend less on education than they had originally wanted. Assembly Democrats reluctantly agreed to make permanent a 2% property tax cap. Hastie said while he is happy to approve criminal justice reforms that include a partial end to cash bail for misdemeanors and nonviolent felonies, he wants to work to end bail for all crimes. Assembly Republican Minority Leader Brian Kolb, meanwhile, had sharp criticisms for the process as a whole. He decried the practice of voting on budget bills in the middle of the night and of inserting unrelated policy measures into the budget, like the plastic bag ban. And he blamed Governor Cuomo.
Enough is enough. We did not get elected to come down here to be rubber stamps or to be rolled over or to be just bullied into doing things that each and every one of you feel very strongly about. And please notice, this is not about partisan stuff. This is just about transparency, openness, communication.
The relatively on-time budget ensures that lawmakers will be able to keep a pay raise granted to them by a commission late last year. Their final action this morning was to approve a resolution that also gives Governor Cuomo and Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul a pay raise as well. Lowell Bailey and Tim Burke are the most accomplished biathletes the U.S. has ever produced. They retired last year after competing in their fourth Olympics, but now they're teammates again. Last week, U.S. Biathlon hired them to leadership positions. Martha Foley spoke with Peter Crowley, managing editor of the Adirondack Daily Enterprise, about what it means for the sport and for Lake Placid.
This sport, biathlon, which is shooting and skiing, is pretty obscure in the U.S. I mean, we followed it here because of Lowell Bailey and Tim Burke, and they did get a lot of coverage in the last Olympics. But your story last week talked about some signs of optimism for the sport as a whole in this country. So tell us a little bit about that.
Right. So in Europe, biathlon is the most watched winter sport on TV. Here, it generally isn't televised at all, but this winter, NBC's TV channels aired more than 85 hours of the Biathlon World Cup Tour. And another reason for optimism is, I mean, you mentioned the state budget earlier. In that state budget is another $80 million for Lake Placid's Olympic venues upgrades. And part of that is the state is spending $40 to $50 million to overhaul the Mount Van Hovenburg cross-country skiing and biathlon venue. which is the one used in the 1980 Olympics. They're planning to make it world-class for the Winter World University Games, which are coming here in 2023, and it might be able to host World Cup biathlons in the future, too.
So how big a deal is that for so much money to be spent on? I mean, this was an Olympic venue. What kind of money is that, really?
Well, this kind of spending might not be such a big deal in Europe because there's so much payoff for all the TV ratings and everything, but it's a really big deal in North America, where the only World Cup venues right now are one in Utah, outside Salt Lake City, and one in Alberta, near Calgary. Lowell Bailey told me that the Lake Placid investment is one of the biggest changes in the sport in this country that he can remember. And he also said that the sport's political climate internationally is gotten to the point where it's more open than ever now to having another World Cup in the U.S., possibly in Lake Placid.
Well, that would be fun to watch. I mean, the organization is based in Maine, correct? So
right.
What kind of a presence does it have in Lake Placid now?
So the Lake Placid is still the athletes' primary home, even though the administrative offices are in Maine. They can stay at the Olympic Training Center here. They can practice through the summer on a roller ski loop and firing range that the state built a few years ago. And if they have a full-fledged competitive facility here too, Lake Placid would have a bigger role to play in the quest, which is, the big quest is the U.S.'s first Olympic medal in biathlon.
So despite all the medals and all the history, this is the only winter Olympic sport in which the U.S. has not won a medal, right? So what will Bailey and Burks, what will they do in getting that, getting there?
Well, so Tim Burke, who grew up in Paul Smith's, has for the last year been U.S. Biathlon's development manager, in charge of younger athletes recruiting and bringing them along. And now he's being promoted to the first development director. So it puts more emphasis on that kind of farm team system on developing athletes and supporting them. Bailey has been living in Montana running a new cross-country ski and biathlon center, but this month he and his family are moving back to Lake Placid, which is where he and his wife grew up. And he's taking on the job of U.S. Biathlon's high performance director, which is right below the CEO. He'll oversee all aspects of the sport, but focus especially on managing the national team and making sure they do great.
Yeah, so I would say, young skiers, listen up. Recruiting is coming home to you, yeah. So they're not the only local Olympians, we should say, who are leading their sport after retiring from competition. Bill DeMong, too, right?
Right. Bill DeMong was a gold and silver medalist in Nordic combined. He grew up in Vermontville, and he's now the executive director of USA Nordic.
That's Peter Crowley, managing editor of the Adirondack Daily Enterprise, speaking with Martha Foley. We have more news all the time at ncpr.org. Music today by Bass Culture Players and The Silent Partner. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.